You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer, I'm back.
Yay, you're back.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I've been gone for a month, dude.
Yeah, where have you been?
But you
were taking a little vacay time, and you got to see some special people, right?
I got to see some grandbabies. I got to spend some time on the beach with my grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, my son and my daughter and my daughter-in-law and my son-in-law were all there too. Oh, and Charlene.
Oh yeah, all of them, right?
No, we had a great time. Many, many, many thanks to you, Boom Shakalaka. Appreciate all that you did keeping the show going.
Hey, the people that we had, they did a great job. It was fun. But we're glad to have you back.
You still had to push buttons.
I had to push buttons.
There's no doubt. But thank you for saying that, because so many thanks to Lee from Huntsville, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune, and also my longtime friend Jay Holland, who's had a career in broadcasting probably longer than anybody else in the state. Anyway, they all sat in for me on different days throughout the last four that I was gone, and it meant the world to be able to do that with family. So anyway, glad to be back with all of yous. We got a full slate laid on today, man. No guests. I got too much content. I thought I got 4 days of just pent up words, Boomer. Pent up words.
You're gonna have so many words today. You're not gonna be able to fit them in.
Well, here's two words I got for you. Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
It is Boom Shakalaka's birthday. I hope y'all are all triggered right now, and everybody's like sending in their text messages. just start texting happy birthday to Boomer.
It is.
Yeah.
I got to celebrate my last year of in the 30s.
You are so old.
I'm so old.
You're just, let me get you that cane, help you across the room.
That's what I need.
All right. Anyway, we got a triple dipper, bar none. Hit it, bud.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. So yeah, right out the gate, I'll just tell you, we got to talk about the stuff, the latest with Trump. And I'm calling this another Trump bump, because it seems like every time he gets indicted, which, by the way, the fact that I had to say it that way, that is significant. Every time he gets indicted, it seems like he gets a bump in the polls. But we will talk about this latest indictment, which is the most jackleg thing. This one, you know, I look at the ones that have happened with the classified documents, and I go, you know, at least I understand it. But this came out of Georgia, and I'm thinking, come on, you have got to be kidding. And the way they handled it, my gosh, it turned into a total dog and pony show. We'll talk about it. Number one, triple dipper, another Trump bump. And then we got to do this, man. I got a full slate. Boomer was helping me get the resources printed out so I could get. He even said, you got a bunch of them today. Adventures in Woke World is coming on, number two in the Triple Dipper. And I mean, we got some stuff. Like, oh my Lord, have you heard about the transgender weightlifter? Well, you will today. Adventures in Woke World, that's number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, we're going to come in talking about some things that are happening with our men and women in arms. Military-minded is what I'm calling it, number three. A lot of things are going on. New leadership. And then lamenting over the fact that our own senior senator, Tommy Tuberville, is still slow-rolling the ability of generals and admirals to get promoted, and rightfully so. So we'll talk about that, number three on the Triple Dipper, military-minded. All right, listen, by the way, the Boomer, the text messages are pouring in for you right now. You are much loved, my brother. You are much loved. Okay, let me jump into my comments here, and I'll just remind you guys, The monologue is sponsored by Southern Immediate Care, one of our sponsors for the show here. They are a chain of clinics all across North Alabama in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, and five locations around the Birmingham area. I'm hearing that more are coming. But you need to know that they are there. And Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week at all locations, and they'll take all ages. And that's who I personally use. They're the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So let me jump into my comments and just say this in the start. I mean, as I sit here and go through my comments today, President Biden has just finished what the day counters at the Republican National Committee say is over 365 days of vacation in under 3 years in his presidency. Can you imagine 365 days of time off? I mean, a full year has been spent running to his beach house in Delaware. But this weekend, as he sunned himself on the sands of Rehoboth Beach, the islands of Hawaii were literally being consumed by fire. I mean, think about it. While he's sunning himself on the beach, an entire beach town burned up on Maui. In what the governor of Hawaii called a fire hurricane, over 2,700 buildings were destroyed, over 1,000 citizens are missing. 1,000. Approximately 100 are now confirmed dead. The fire ran so fast and strong that people literally had to leap into the waters off the shores of Maui to escape the flames. But President Biden, well, he was sunning himself on the beach, and when the press asked him to comment on Hawaii, he literally said, "No comment." No comment? I'm sorry. Are we irritating you? Is Hawaii's tragedy interfering with your 362nd day of vacation? Because it sure feels like it. Never mind the fact that you have one job, just one. Unlike so many in America that now have to have two or three jobs just to make ends meet in the Biden economy. But folks, it's insensitivities like that one that are driving a wave of populism that can be found everywhere. There's a reason why people are getting jaded with government, and it's coming to the surface more and more. Case in point, for the second time this month, there's a song taking America by storm. The first one was Jason Aldean singing "Try That in a Small Town." We talked about it one day on the show. The new one, though, just came out, and it's going viral. And I'm sure you've heard it. It's called "Rich Men North of Richmond" by an everyday dude named Oliver Anthony. And Anthony, he's just a blue-collar guy who until recently was, by his own admission, struggling with alcoholism. And he plays a mean steel guitar. And he sings from the heart. It's a ballad. It's a lament, really. It's about the way things are, and the left hates it. At one point in the song, Anthony sings these lyrics. He says, "Living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just want to have total control. Want to know what you think, want to know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Because your dollar ain't blank, and it's taxed to no end because of rich men north of Richmond." Y'all, that song is almost overnight taking the charts by storm by an unheard-of artist. He's never recorded before. In mere days, it has become a sensation that has made it the most downloaded song in America. And it basically points out that in too many cases, there's a disconnect between those in government and the average Joe and Jane in the heartland of the country. That song is sort of like saying to government, you have one job. But so many politicians, they know that. They know they have one job. But they want us to leave them alone so they can do their one job, which is backwards, really, because in fact, we are their one job. Some years back, I was in youth ministry full time. I took four of the guys that I used to spend a lot of time with over to North Georgia. One of the nights we were there, I took the guys into the little town of Jasper, Georgia to get some ice cream at the local Dairy Queen. And there were five of us, three white guys and two black guys. We walked into the DQ, and I got a weird vibe from the kid behind the counter. He looked all out of sorts that we walked in, and I heard him mumble to his coworker something like, "Where did these people come from?" I mean, he was rude at the register. He was condescending. So much so that I finally looked at him, and I asked him if there was a problem. And he stared at me and just said, "What?" To which I responded, "You seem to have a problem with us being here, but the last I checked, your job is to serve ice cream. And ice cream is what we want. Are you going to be okay with that?" And he just stared at me and said, "What flavor?" Let's be clear. At that moment, that kid had literally one job in the whole wide world, but somehow, the fact that customers had arrived, perhaps some of which were the wrong skin color for him, I don't know, it seemed that we had become an irritant to him. An irritant that required him to do his one job, which in some way infringed on his ability to do his one job. Which brings me back to the song, "Rich Men North of Richmond." There's a vast America out there. An America that is made up of good folks who feel that their government has decided that they, the good people government was designed to serve, are just an irritant. An irritant that gets in the way of them being able to do their one job. The interesting thing is, the left-wing press has decided that The Rich Men North of Richmond is only a right-wing song. Rolling Stone magazine says, quote, right-wing influencers just found their favorite new country song. New York Daily News says, Rich Men North of Richmond becomes the new right-wing blue-collar anthem. And the uber-liberal Axios decided to write about it, but to key in on the fact that the song takes issue with the abuse of the welfare system. The Seattle Times called it a right-wing anthem. But is it? Is it really? I think it's bipartisan, y'all. Would it matter to those same liberal media outlets if that song was being sung while Trump was in office, or Obama, or Bush? The fact is, the song is resonating because it's a populist narrative. It's a plea. It's a call from the real America to remember that the one job that politicians have is to govern in such a way that they don't bludgeon those they're elected to serve. It's really not hard. And we know that mistakes will happen because politicians, generally speaking, they're just people too. But for the love of all that's right and just, could they please act like they understand that their actions do have second and third order effects? Could they pause from passing so-called signature legislation with cool names that don't really relate to what the legislation does, like the modern classic Inflation Reduction Act? And when things happen out there in the hinterlands, like the burning of Hawaii, when things go bad for those Joes and Janes that walk the streets and plow the fields and maintain the actual foundations of the country, could they just show some real empathy and understanding without having to make it look like another photo op or a soundbite, or like somehow or another we irritated them by having a problem? Too much of America feels like the decision makers, they really do view us as an irritant. We are in their way. We are impeding their work, their progress, their governance, their one job. Well, Rich Men North of Richmond should be a wake-up call that people in this nation, in a bipartisan fashion, they want to know they're being heard and considered, and that our elected officials remember that we, the people of America, we are their one job, and they need to freaking get to work. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. And I'll just let that song play us right on out. Thank you, Boone.
For people like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. All it is, living in the new world. With an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do.
That was cool. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making it cool to be a conservative. We got a birthday balloon between me and you that is constant distraction.
It's right in the line of sight.
By the way, many thanks to Alicia, who is the head cat herder, the office manager over here at the Right Side Studios, who brought in what I now understand is Boomer's favorite cake.
Yes.
Red velvet.
I love red velvet. There's only one cake that beats it, and that is one that I call the birthday cake. There's no other thing.
Oh, that's the special one at your house.
It's the special one that my grandparents, my grams made.
I've had that before.
Yeah, oh, man, it's delicious. And I actually had that as my cake when I was married. My mom said, oh, what do you want for your cake for the groom cake?
Yeah,
and I said,
yeah.
She's like, do you want to go get it from here? I said, nah, I want the birthday cake. She goes, that is the ugliest cake ever. I cannot do that. I said, that is what I want.
I'll be honest with you. It's an ugly cake, and I think that makes it taste better.
It is awesome.
I've had it. I mean, I'd forgotten about that, but we had it at your parents' house once, and they said, this cake's like a family tradition. Don't judge it by its looks.
That's exactly what it is. But red velvet is Right up there with it.
All right,
so,
bro.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Happy birthday you. To you. And yeah, and thank you to Alicia for making sure you had it here in the studio. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have brought you no cake.
No cake here.
No cake here. Just, I'm proud to eat it, though.
Well, we both are.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Text messages are open. If you want to text it on in, come on, 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. And man, they are already going, brother. And a bunch of them are happy birthday boomers. So they are.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, I see a ton of them. My gosh. Wow. Okay. Boomer, you have lots of peoples.
I love it. Is it making me feel loved?
You are much loved, brother. let's see what else we got in here. Bruce from Hazel Green also said, awesome monologue, Phil. Welcome back. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate that. Tracy from Athens says, says so glad the head honcho ruffian is back. Woohoo! Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate that. What else we got? Oh, my gosh. Frank from Huntsville said, Lee from Huntsville did an awesome job. I like the way she kept your format. She did. She told me she was doing a monologue and a triple dipper.
She did a great job.
And she had her friend D call in too,
D
right?
D call it in too. They did awesome, but she was so prepared, and she had everything laid out. It flowed seamlessly.
There could be a career here.
That's what we were saying. She may be jumping in sometime soon.
I just think it's possible. I just think it's good. And she could do it on her own, but I could also see what a great name for the show, the Lee and D, you know.
Lee and D.
That fits pretty good. Raven from Russellville just got you with a birthday, brother. So he said, happy birthday, boomer. Here's to many more from an old grunt. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
Linda from Madison, happy birthday, boomer. Welcome home, Phil. Nothing like those grands. It's true. I got lots of pictures. Lots.
Oh, I can't wait to see some of them.
In fact, I'll tell you what, one of those moments that made my day was when the one-year-old who, it's like, I am Groot. You know, it's like, everything is dada.
Right.
Dada. She can point to her daddy. She can point to her mommy. She can point
everybody's
to anybody.
Dada.
Everybody's dada. But we were kind of testing. And we're like, where now? So my name is Cap.
Right.
My granddaddy name is Cap. Charlene, her grandmama name is Sweetie. And they all know it. Where's Sweetie? And she turned and pointed at Sweetie. And then we said, where's Cap? She turned and pointed at me. And I was like, I'm done.
I'm done. This
Vacation's
is it.
A success. This is awesome. Marcus from Huntsville. He says, I know how you feel, boomer. Until I got married, my wife started buying my birthday cakes. I refused to have a store-bought birthday cake. So my mom didn't have time to make it. I would rather go without than have a store-bought. So my wife doesn't like to cook, so generally we go for ice cream cakes these days.
Nah, ice cream cakes.
We both apparently like
that. I just love
that.
Ice cream.
Shanna from Jemison says, amen, brother. Brian from Huntsville says, okay, something about a, I'll tell you what, I'll leave that one to you. Okay. It's a birthday, yeah. Jeff from Holly Pond says, Lee did an awesome job with clapping hands. I heard the same. Jeff from Indiana, happy birthday, boomer. Enjoy them while you're still young enough to look forward to the next one. And then David from Huntsville says, Alicia deserves an award, not just for the cape, but for putting up with y'all. Happy birthday, boomer.
Sounds about right.
Well, it's true. And listen, that song we played a minute ago, by the way, good job getting that thing downloaded and ready.
Nice.
But that song is just blowing the nation away, and the liberals hate it, which is crazy because it's a song that's not saying anything about, you know, fat cats of one party. It's talking about how there's this constant sense of a disconnect that people are not paying attention to what the average man's having to go through. And I just wish him the best. I think success is on the horizon for Oliver Anthony, and I hope that they can find the right people to plug him in at the right places at the right time and take care of him in the process. All right. We got more to come. Jumping right in, another Trump bump. Dipper number one. We will be right back.